on 101.7 The Hammer.
We're back. This is the Hammer Down Show on 101.7 The Hammer and 101.7thehammer.com. I'm Jared Jesselitis. That's Clayton Duffy over there.
Hey.
Just had Coach Cribby, new Purdue baseball pitching coach, on with us. I like talking to that guy.
Yeah, that was fun.
Him and Coach Fouts yesterday was fantastic.
Good guys.
Well, the baseball stuff continues as we head out to Loeb Stadium here, and we've got a member of the Aviators, member of the Boilermakers. Milo Beam is on the Wings and Center Hammerhead Hotline. Good afternoon, Milo. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Dude, we're doing great, man.
Talking a lot of Purdue baseball the last couple of days. You know, you got a couple of new coaches, and Duff just found out. I don't know if you're aware of this. Did you know you have, what was the kid's name? We got two
Patrick Smiths.
Two
Did you
Patrick
know there
Smiths.
Two Patrick Smiths on your roster at Purdue?
Yeah. One of them we call PJ, and the other one we call Rick, so we don't get them confused very often.
Okay, I knew there had to be some kind of nickname system here with that. Otherwise, yeah. I'd lose my mind.
So PJ and Rick, is that what you said?
Yep.
Okay, boy, that's good to know. I had no idea, Milo, until yesterday. I was like, my head was spinning when I found out that you have the Patrick Smith that pitches with you on the Aviators, and then then your other teammate plays for the Richmond Jazz. Is going to be playing in an All-Star game next week, and I'm like. Am I talking about
well,
the same guy?
You went half the season thinking that Trent Johnson was the same State Farm guy, was also up there hurling 90-mile-an-hour fastballs.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
Well, Milo, I know you. It's Purdue night out there at Loeb Stadium with the Aviators. You guys, it was like four out of the last five games that you guys have won. You've been playing pretty good. You won that doubleheader yesterday. You feel like you finally got some things going on that squad, some things figured out now?
Yeah, I think we've come a long way as a team, and we're starting to click, and we've gotten a lot closer over the past month or two we've been together. So, I mean, it's nice to see us come around and finally get some wins back-to-back here, and hopefully we can get another one tonight.
Milo, what do you see happening with the team right now that maybe wasn't happening a few weeks ago?
I think a few weeks ago we were just kind of on edge, just playing with a bunch of new guys. You don't really know anybody, and then you start playing with these guys and bonding together, and you're having fun together. And I think once you start having more fun together, it's easier to just relax when you're playing, and the wins fall along with that.
How much fun has this been for you to be a part of this team and be able to play locally, knowing that you play your college ball just across the river?
Oh, it's really fun. I mean, I get a workout on campus with my strength coach, so that's been nice. And then, a bunch of Purdue fans come out to the Aviators games, which is always fun because they already know me and Patrick Smith and Tyler Powers' names, and they're cheering for us already. And then they get to pick out a couple players they want to cheer for as well as the season progresses.
I mean, it's cool to stay here in town. It's got to be nice, though. But who did we talk to? They sent all the way out to California. Was it Duff?
Ben Nissel.
I mean, he's out there in California. You get to be here with us. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I was in California last summer, actually.
Oh, really? Was it with the same?
So I've gotten a little bit of both worlds.
It wasn't the same team that Ben's on right now, was it?
No, it wasn't the same team.
Okay. All right.
So what was your expectations joining the Aviators, and have those been met or exceeded? What did you expect playing for this team this summer?
I just kind of expected to be able to come in and get a bunch of reps and improve my game for help me along in this next season as a Boilermaker, and then just meet a bunch of new guys and make some new friends and just have fun while I'm doing it.
So I'm sure you had kind of a list of things that you wanted to work on. What have you been working on as you prepare for the 2019 season?
The main thing that I've been trying to improve is my hitting, and because I know that my defense is there and my speed is there. So if I can improve my hitting and get to where I need to be hitting-wise, then I'll be able to make a big contribution to the team this next year.
So,
I've just been working with my coaches here on the Aviators with my hitting and trying to improve each and every day.
So, Milo, how do you compare Big Ten pitching to the pitching you're seeing this summer?
I mean, it varies. Big Ten pitching is pretty good all around, and then in the Prospect League, there's some Big Ten pitchers and some other big conference pitchers, but then you also get some guys that are JUCO or D3. So it varies more than in the Big Ten, but you still see some good pitching from day to day.
Well, you know what? If you need some confidence in the hitting, Duff and I can come on out there. We can throw some of our, about 65-mile-an-hour fastball, Duff?
We could throw some beach balls right up there, too.
Yeah. If you need to work on that confidence, we'll be out there lickety-split. No worries.
All right. I appreciate that.
We're talking with Milo Beam on the Winston Center Hammerhead Hotline. The Aviators playing another one tonight. It is Purdue night over there at Loeb Stadium. You know, we've been talking about this all week. A lot of new faces coming into the program. I know Coach Waugh's out there on the recruiting trail. And of course, you got a couple of new coaches in Coach Fouts and Coach Cribby. I'm sure you're not talking a lot to Coach Cribby on the pitching side of things. So, have you had any conversations yet with Coach Fouts or maybe any of these new faces you guys got coming in the fall?
Actually, I haven't talked to any of our new coaches yet. I know they're busy recruiting and getting to know the other coaches and stuff like that. So, I haven't gotten a chance to get in touch with them, but. Being on campus and being a workout on campus, I've been able to meet some of the new freshmen coming in. They're already here on campus working out and getting some classes out of the way. So I've met a few of those guys and got to know them just from being at the facility with them.
Milo, what comes back to mind for you when you think back on the 2018 season? You guys had a tremendous amount of success, but what really jumps out at you, stuff you'll always remember?
There's a lot to remember. I mean, going to Omaha and competing in the Big Ten tournament there and making it to the championship is something I'll never forget. And then making a regional and going to Chapel Hill is something I'll also never forget. But, I mean, the friendships that I've made on the team and the bonds that we've had together, those things are going to last the longest. And I think that's really important, like, to see as a player, just to make sure you're making those friendships and those bonds, is because those are going to last the longest. And the championships and the regionals, those are come and go.
So all the momentum, all the fun you guys had this past spring, how easy is that to carry it over to 2019? Is it steps along the way there, or do you feel that momentum building already?
I can feel that momentum building already As if I was a freshman coming in right now, I'd be so excited just to be able to compete for a team that just played in a regional. And then, it's just going to be easier to get that culture there and keep continuing to improve as a team every day with that momentum already there from last year.
Some of your teammates on this team that you're on right now, the Aviators, do they ask you about Purdue? Like, you know, the season you guys had and people talk about, you hear more people talking about Purdue baseball?
Oh, yeah, you definitely hear more guys talking about Purdue baseball. I know last summer it was just kind of like, ho-hum, Purdue. And then this summer it's, Purdue, you guys made a regional. So we've definitely gotten our name out there, and people are recognizing the Purdue baseball program more than they used to, for sure.
We're talking with Milo Beam on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. You know, Milo, of course, a couple of years ago, that's not where this team was. And, Coach Waz comes in. We've all been out. We've heard some, you know, stories of Coach and what it was like when it first got started. And, I mean, look, he's a very unconventional guy. I think we all know that. And some of the stuff I'm sure that he's had you guys do in the process, you got to be looking at each other and be like, dude, this guy might be crazy. At what point, when you're doing all this stuff, do you go, man, this is going to work? Like, it starts to click where you're like, this is for real now.
Yeah, for sure. At first, it was something new for all of us. And, I mean, the years passed, they weren't doing so hot. So it was kind of easy for us to buy in since we hadn't known what it was like to win. So, I mean, it was pretty easy to buy in just because he's been in that situation. He's been there before, and we just trusted in him and trusted the process that he was selling us. And I think it's paying off in the long run for sure, just listening to him and buying in and just getting better every day and taking it day by day.
Well, Milo, before we let you go, as you know, it's Friday the 13th, so a couple of questions here.
Why you got to put that in his head before he goes out and plays a game?
No, I just want to know, Milo, how superstitious are you – as a player, and then who is your most superstitious teammate, whether it's Purdue or with the Aviators?
I'm pretty superstitious. I like to do things the same before my at-bats, and you know, put one batting out. I put my right batting glove on first every single time, and I have the same routine in the box, same routine in on deck circles. So I'm a big believer in superstition. I think it's good, but I don't like to be too crazy about it.
So then,
the most superstitious guy that I've played with on Purdue was Alec Olin. He had something for every single thing he did throughout the day, which was like, I couldn't even explain to you every single thing he did, but it was pretty funny just to see him do his routines, and you'd see him doing the same thing every day.
That's a superstitious bunch. What, we got people that are going to drive through construction, make sure that they drive the same way in the middle of the, because we had the big winning streak. I think it might have been AO that we were talking to. He's like, yeah, well, I drive the exact same way every day. I make sure that the car's got the same amount of gas in it all the time. Like, just crazy stuff, man.
Yeah,
you guys are.
That doesn't surprise me. He would drive the same way every single day.
Milo, hey, we appreciate you taking a little bit of time before the game here to check in with us. Best of luck tonight. Go Aviators, hashtag take flight. You got to say that after every mention, Duff, don't forget.
That's right.
And hey, and a big boiler up to you as well. Good luck on the rest of your summer, man. I hope you reach your goals with the hitting. And, man, we just can't wait till spring gets here, man. We can't wait.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, take care, buddy. We're coming back with more of the Hammer Down Show. We got Matt Toney, two-time city golf champion. The tournament is this week. We're going to talk, or this weekend, we'll talk to him.